Welcome back, everybody. Today is day 40 of Lent. Today is actually Palm Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for watching today. We continue on our theme of looking at St. Alphonsus' Lenten sermons. If you've been doing the readings, you'll notice now a theme of acquiring divine love. We did not mention it yesterday because I got distracted with some other stuff. But let's refer back to yesterday and it picks up today. So acquiring divine love, he says there's different things that we have to do. The first thing he says, and this is from yesterday, very important.
The first means is to desire ardently to attain that perfect love that will make your heart entirely belong to God. St. Teresa says, let our thoughts be great. From great thoughts, our good shall come.
So his point from yesterday is that our desires matter. In a previous video, I said that we don't always get what we desire, which is true. So just because we desire heaven doesn't mean we necessarily will get heaven, but we should desire heaven. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing. In fact, as our mind goes, our life is sure to follow. It's very difficult to have a godly life and a godless mind. If our thoughts are not going on holy things, it's going to be hard to have a holy life. Mm-hmm. So that's the first step, he says, of acquiring divine love is to desire it. So the second means of acquiring divine love, he mentions, is detachment.
Yes, and he actually talks about a story about Saint Teresa, where she was ill and then somebody brought in a delicious meal for her that was specially prepared. And you know what? She chose not to eat it because it was specially prepared. It was extra over the top. And you know, I think how many times do I actually say, oh, sorry, that's just too good, so I'm not going to have it? Not very often. And I just think even of, I'm like, oh, all the more, I'm like, sure, I'll have that. You know, how often, you know, I don't practice those acts of discipline or detachment from things that are really good. And this is what St. Alphonsus says. Hence, we ought to abstain from things that are agreeable because they please us. We should, therefore, turn away the eyes and not look at certain objects of curiosity because they gratify the sight. So not only, you know, did he make reference to, like, food, but also things that look beautiful or things that we enjoy to look at. And I think even for myself, having a lack of self-control in terms of, like, you know, seeing different headlines or practicing custody of the eyes, you know, even when I'm at Mass, do I keep myself focused on what is truly happening? Or am I curious about everybody else around me? Or who showed up this Sunday? What is so-and-so wearing? You know, we really need to detach ourselves from that curiosity.
I'm going to jump in here with the detachment. So St. Teresa doesn't accept the meal. If you present a nice meal to me.
Yeah. You, I hope you will. Otherwise, I might get a little bit frustrated with you.
That's right. So she's writing from a religious life perspective. We have to remember that. So when our detachments, our efforts of detachment starts negatively affecting people around us, we just got to say, whoa. Yeah. Okay, my responsibility as a father, I feel, and as a husband, is to accept everything you put before me.
Sorry, I'm not going to look at that beautiful picture that my child drew for me because...
Or I don't want this meal prepared for me because it's just too good. I'm sorry. Like, that would cause a rift in our family.
Okay. That's not what we're talking about.
No. Well, we have to be mindful. But the custody of the eyes, we can all understand how easily our curiosity gets piqued by something we see on here. Mm-hmm. And this is a new temptation that we are faced with that St. Teresa isn't.
Right, that's right.
So we don't need to click on every little headline. Yeah. We don't need to indulge our curiosity on the gossip coming out of the Vatican and what has Pope Francis recently said. We don't have to go to every single blog post and that has to do with, like, about this bishop or that bishop, this crisis. Mm-hmm. Like, are you filling your mind with all these so-called crises within the church?
Or even crises in, like, secular world.
Right. Well, we're not a crisis. We're not supposed to be a crisis Catholic. Hmm. We're victorious. Just be careful. Don't indulge every curiosity out of love for Jesus. Be curious about his love for you. Hmm. And detach from anything that would hurt that, mm-hmm. including every time you see something on here. Mm-hmm. Unless, of course, it's us.
You can detach from us, too. We will not be offended. That is okay. Okay, next thing that he talks about in terms of detachment is that we need to be actually detached from virtue. Even virtues should be loved with detachment. For example, we ought to love mental prayer and solitude But when obedience or charity takes us away from meditation or solitude, we must not be disturbed, but must embrace with peace whatever happens by the will of God. So what this reminds me of in my own personal life is my morning routine. So every morning I like to wake up early before the children wake up, before everybody, when the house is quiet. And I love to do my prayer time. I absolutely love that time. And it is like the most kind of sacred time of my day. But if anything interrupts it, I am not a happy camper. I'm not. And it like dampers my whole day. He's saying here that we need to detach ourselves even from that. If God is calling us to something else, like for example, if a child wakes up during that time and needs me, if I need to nurse the baby, or if I need to help put somebody back to bed or change a diaper or whatever it might be, I need to be joyful in whatever God calls me to.
I'll add to that. Like for me, it's my spiritual reading. I really love my spiritual reading, and I don't like it when my spiritual reading is interrupted. Mm-hmm. But there's lots of interruptions in our home. Take, for example, just doing this video. It takes quite a bit of time for us to prepare, maybe a short time to watch, way longer to prepare these videos. So I'm going through these readings, I don't know, not maybe 2 hours today, maybe more. And I got a little knock on the door, like these little feet, these little hands, these little bodies coming in, daddy, 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 daddy. So my reaction could be frustration. Oh, I got to get through these readings because they're so good, beneficial to my spiritual life. But they're not beneficial to my spiritual life if I'm neglecting my duty as a father.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Yeah, so it's so important to remember that. Mm-hmm. And God can call us to something, you know, other than this. And I think what's most important is what God is calling us in the present moment. Mm-hmm. The third means of obtaining the perfect love of Jesus Christ is to meditate frequently on his passion. We should make at least one meditation on it every day.
So how do we do this? I think in very simple ways, just to look at a crucifix during the day. Mm-hmm. We should have one, at least in our house, maybe many, just turning our gaze to reminding ourselves of the truth that Jesus died out of love for us. Mm-hmm. So there's just a simple way. A longer way to do that would be to meditate upon the whole way of the cross. St. Alphonsus has a beautiful one. I'm going to link right up there. It's so beautiful. I would really encourage you to do that. Here's a caution, though, I thought that was interesting that he gives to us, that we don't meditate upon the passion of Jesus and his wounds simply to gain a consolation. Mm-hmm. Those consolations actually might come. The whole point of this meditation is to grow in love for Jesus. So again, this is a means of acquiring divine love. Mm-hmm. I think that's everything for today, huh?
Oh, one last thing I want to mention.
All right.
If you have yet to get to confession this Lent, I really would love to encourage you to go. You might not have access to the sacraments, but if you do, please, please go and make a good confession. It will be so good for your soul.
Please pray with us right up there. Comment below. We'll send it to you and why. And we'll see you tomorrow.